forever.
Fucking dating and love. Seek treatment. If you're boring as fuck, seek treatment. If you're unlucky in love, seek treatment. If you just can't take a hit, well, seek treatment. With Kat
and Pat.
Hello.
It's Kat.
And Kat's friend, Pat.
Stop saying that.
No, it's
fine. I don't like that.
It's classic misdirect. That's comedy 101. Textbook comedy.
Okay,
misdirect.
No. Okay, you're the teacher. I'm the student.
Create expectations.
Role play,
subvert
morning.
Them. That's comedy. It's not my job to teach
that's
you.
It's and not. And you know what? Look at me. You do every day. Every day. And here's the impression of me in a general meeting. And Pat, actually, he seems like he doesn't have it together, but he's actually one of the wisest people I've ever met.
You're not allowed to
All
talk
I do in general meetings is talk about you.
Me too, but you.
Stop it. You guys, this is Seek Treatment, a podcast about boys, sex, fucking, dating, and love. And we have an amazing guest today.
I'm so excited about it.
Oh my God, all the way from Los Angeles, California.
Looking gorgeous.
Looking incredible.
It's so psycho.
Looking like a desert, but a store.
Yes, it's like The Mummy 3, make it gay for once. The Mummy 3, make it gay for once.
Put your ears open for Charles Rogers.
And I'm moving forward with calling
Chucky.
Him Chuck.
Charles Chucky Rogers.
Chucky Raji. Hi. Oh,
welcome to the space, the city even.
Thank you. I have so many feelings right now.
What are your feelings?
Thank God.
I'm nervous. I'm nervous to be on this show.
No,
I am nervous.
Though I always say this podcast is terrible and ultimately emotionally damaging to ourselves, our audience, and our listeners and our guests.
It is. It's like gay star search. I feel like you have like 1 hour to prove yourself to all the little gays.
That's amazing.
Maybe you won't talk fast enough.
Oh my God.
Maybe you won't talk fast enough.
That's my fear.
That's beautiful. Seek Treatment is gay star search, and my Instagram is a gay dating app. If I post you, I'll get messages being like, who is that? Who is it? Who is that?
That's,
like, that's why I have to tag. So I can I get a break?
That's the only way.
My woman's work is never done.
I'm also jealous you guys talked about coming while I couldn't talk about it.
Well, we can go right into it.
We don't have to.
If
but
you think
it
that's all we're going to say about coming.
You sat me in the corner on a chair that was behind a fan.
Charles was in the corner
watching me kiss him, talking about coming. Charles is in the corner. Okay, let's just go right into what's your deal with coming?
Yeah.
Okay, new segment. What's your deal with coming?
What's your deal with coming?
Hey, bitch, what is your whole deal with coming?
My little songbird today.
Yeah, of course.
I don't have any philosophies other than that one time somebody came on me for probably 45 seconds.
Stop.
No.
Like a really long time.
Stop.
And it felt like
that's long to pee on someone even.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
long to even pee in a urinal.
Less viscous. More, you know.
I used to have a compulsion where when I was peeing, I would count the whole time I was peeing, and I would notice if it was more or less than a minute. I wouldn't be rooting for either one. I would be like, another more than a minute, another.
And that's information.
It's very like medieval, we collected the rain.
Was it like yellow?
No, I do know.
No, I don't know what you mean.
I do know what you mean. Wait, it wasn't.
I wish I didn't know what I meant.
I don't know what you mean. I guess I live a charm.
It's been in there a long time.
That has happened to me.
No. I guess I live.
I think it's when it's stored up.
I guess I lived a really charmed life. I don't know what you mean.
A really white charmed life. White picket fence, white cum.
So they just kept coming. Was it in spurts or was it continuous?
It was in. It was
flow?
In like 17
fuck.
Spurts,
no.
And it was like
I feel
when,
like physically ill.
No, it was, and it like after a while, I was like, you have to stop. It was. And it's like when a kid won't stop like super soaking you and you're like, stop.
Yeah.
Like it was very.
Oh my God.
Was it just with his hand?
No, with his penis.
No.
Coming out of his fingernails.
Spidey said. Better make it gay for once.
What now? Was it in spurts or continuous flow?
He just said spurts.
It was in continuous
Catherine.
Spurts.
Well, I'm sorry. It was like I was walking.
Everyone hears differently.
It was Groundhog's Day. That would be the worst Groundhog's Day concept.
Groundhog's
Catherine
Day
keeps
waking
up and I keep saying, in spurts or continuous flow?
Oh my God. Groundhog's Day 2 is
Happy
podcasters.
Birthday.
It's for sure like for two sure. podcasters.
Oh God.
I can't wait.
Same show.
That's like how James Charles said in the Met Gala, he wants influencers to be represented in the mainstream media. I want podcasters to be represented in Groundhog's Day.
Oh my God. About time. When did you get in?
No, did you ask him why?
Okay, sorry.
Wait, I have to just get a couple of nitty gritty.
We have more questions about coming.
Yeah.
just some house cleaning up top.
Housekeeping.
Yeah, housecleaning.
You're here. Let's clean.
You know when you know you're not saying the right thing, but you're like, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
It was that.
Look at me. Earlier, I said ogle, and they said it's ogle.
Ogle is.
Did you know that?
You know who has a fetish for the word ogle?
Your clothes are coming completely. I know,
that's why I wear these peasant blouses. So I can always be like, oh my God.
You know what? Who has a fetish for the word ogle? Who? Crossword puzzle makers.
That's true.
Oh,
that's a very like.
It's always ogle.
Yeah. If you think for a second I've ever even tried to do a crossword puzzle, you don't know me at all.
In sixth grade, I was.
This is boring thing I've ever.
It's
heard
so
of.
Republican.
It is.
Hey,
it's so. It's like
I love them.
Liberals who don't realize they're Republicans.
That's so funny.
Did you ask him why did he do that?
No, he warned me right before though. He was like, I come a lot. Like right before coming.
He always does.
I don't know. That's we only hooked up once.
Well,
he's a very nice person.
How long ago
came.
Was it?
A while ago.
Do you ever see them?
No. Fuck. But we were friends. We are friends.
Where on you is he coming? Your stomach,
my chest.
Your torso area.
Tummy.
Do you like to be cummed on?
Are you laying down?
I do. I do like to be cummed on. I like to come on others too, though.
I don't like to come on others, and I used to not like to be cummed on, but now I'm having a moment where I do enjoy it.
Which I used part? To love cum, and now I can't like it.
I don't like
something,
it.
Like something switched in me, and I'm
like, I can't like it.
I know I can't either. Like I used to like, I used to love swallowing. I used to love the whole thing, and now I'm like, this is disgusting.
Mm.
This is disgusting.
Yeah,
but like
fluids.
A while ago,
I don't like fluids.
I went to like some guy's house. I sucked him off. I swallowed. And then I got so gross. He was really hot, though. Like, there's nothing, like, gross or icky about any of the whole thing.
You don't have to say that.
And it was actually beautiful and really hot. And then as I was walking down the street, I got so grossed out that I just threw up his cum on the street.
Are you serious?
You should
Did you pull the trigger?
What?
Did you pull the trigger?
What's that mean?
Like, make
did you
yourself.
Make yourself throw up?
No. It was like, oh, I can't. Like, I just psychologically, like, people were walking by and I just was throwing up.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
I know.
Charles is bulimic, but for cum.
What is it? Was it the person bulimic. Or was it just like?
Now it's just like cum. I can't handle cum. I don't know what it is.
So what happens when you have sex?
Well, like, Jordan is different because I love him.
You love his cum.
Yeah. And so, like, there is, like, this exception. But there is, like, something about other guys that I'm like, this is foreign material.
Yeah.
I don't trust you. I don't know your DNA.
I don't blame you.
Yeah. This is the worst
way to actually
start
perfect.
The podcast.
No, it's actually the most interesting thing we've heard all year.
Yeah, for once.
I love getting cummed on.
Yeah. It feels nice.
You go, girl.
It feels like
I used
it feels respectful,
like it.
Actually.
I think it's just hot. Like, I like the idea of me. It's a shame. Here's the ultimate catch 22. I find it very sensual once I'm covered in cum.
Right.
I want to come more.
It's glistening.
But at this point, the guy's already come, so it's like it's kind of like
you have to get bukkake in your life.
Okay.
You need to be.
I need a
routine weekly bukkake.
Okay, can we set that up with my? I'll telephone my analyst. I just wanted to say that.
When did you get into New?
Yesterday afternoon, and then I saw Oklahoma yesterday.
Did you fucking love it?
I loved it.
I loved it so much.
I loved it.
So good.
I cried so hard at the end. Like cried. And then when the lights went off, I wiped because I was just like, no one else is crying. Like, it's Oklahoma. No one else is crying.
Why did you cry?
It's just really emotional and it ends.
Oklahoma is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's really well drawn. I don't really like
I never
Rogers
have
and
seen
that. No, I had never
about.
Really seen
I don't
seen
know who that person
either.
Is who you just had.
Well, two people.
I don't care.
Rogerston Hammerstein.
Rogerston Hammerstein is one handsome man.
Mogul.
I just don't really like that side of musical theater. Like, it's a little
old-timey.
Like sweet and like unself-aware and they directed it so well. It was so good.
Wow.
And right. But it's just
run,
like
don't
ends
walk.
With
run, don't walk.
I'm so I mean, obviously Curly is hot as fuck, but
so
Judd
hot.
Is so hot too.
I knew
Judd
I know
Apatow.
Judd.
He's so
Judd
hot.
Judd and I used to flirt because he went to NYU and I would like see him.
Wait, you were an NYU queen?
Mm-hmm. I went to film school there.
When if you
what does that mean?
Graduate film
Thank
school.
You. There we go. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah.
There he is.
There he is.
It is different though.
That guy's hot as fuck.
Yeah, he
even
is
in
hot.
His creepy way, I was like the whole time I was like, I want him to.
It made
to
him
me.
Like the shooter vibe made him like hotter.
Yeah,
like,
unfortunately.
Yeah,
that's how I
know
felt.
He really was incel.
You know
as
who
fuck.
That's how.
But I was liking it.
No, that's how I felt.
Thank
about,
God this conversation isn't going anywhere.
That's how I felt about Big Little Lies.
I haven't seen Nicole it yet. I haven't seen
no,
it.
No, I haven't seen it either. Calm down. Season
okay,
one.
Oh, you haven't seen the
you're
new
like
season.
You're actually being hostile.
No, I'm not.
How have you guys not seen the new season?
I because I'm on. I'm gonna binge. I'm on a binge.
Really?
I don't like to watch those kinds of shows. Like one, then I'm gonna wait a week and try to remember all the facts.
I like that. I like the sweetness. There's nothing to remember.
You know what happens?
It's like a secretly bad show, but it's so good.
Yeah.
What happened to me was that I accidentally forgot. I lost my HBO Go password info and I can't get back in. So I might have to start paying for it.
I don't have HBO Go.
That sucks.
I don't think
we'll figure it out. My dad, I text my dad every day, what's the password? He sends me a password. It doesn't work. I'm like, Dad, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. It's like, that's our entire relationship.
He's just your customer service.
Yeah. I'm like, Dad, what's the Amazon password? Like, Dad, what's Netflix? What's HBO Go? What's Hulu?
I use my brother's Hulu, but I only watch Survivor on it.
Survivor's on Hulu?
Yeah, 34 of the 38 seasons are available on Hulu.
What's up with people watching Survivor?
I can't stop.
What is like? What is it actually about, though?
It's so good.
It's like you still want to be in the Bush years or something.
Even, no, I do.
Figure Republican.
It is still,
he does crosswords. He watches Survivor.
Every contestant still thinks it's like 9/11 on Survivor. They're all like Truman Showed and don't know.
Survivor is so good, but it's been bad lately. But some old seasons
How can you tell? They just like don't catch the thing or something?
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean?
How does it get bad and good?
Because sometimes people are better at strategy than other times.
Mm. And you like That's the drama. True. You like the dressing up at the end.
Oh, I like at the end.
They make it fashion.
They all dress up.
Well, yeah.
There's a gala.
And they can look really different than how they look.
That's
right, right. Yeah, that does sound fun.
Girls come in with these blowouts that you wouldn't believe. It's like, okay, honey, like calm down.
They're all
it's
like
gonna
desperate
be fine.
To
yeah.
like return to the city.
One person, oh my God, there was this woman. I'm watching right now a season called... South Pacific, which is a kind of a, it's known as a bad season, but I'm kind of enjoying it. And there's this woman,
against all odds.
There's this woman named Edna on it, who's kind of like unself-aware. And I think this wasn't shade, but like for one, there's this woman she was voting out named Michaela, who was like young, kind of hot, and they were talking like Edna's like annoying everyone, and the girl mentioned she is trying to is like modeling, and Edna was just asking so many questions. She's like, "So what are you doing?" And she's like, "I don't know, I do some print stuff." And you could tell the girl like hadn't booked a ton.
Yeah.
And she was like saying like, she's like, "I was on the cover of this random like this magazine that like, you could tell like isn't a real magazine." And Edna was like, "Oh my God, I have to go and buy it. Get your signature." And the girl like couldn't stand. And then when Edna was running her out, she said, "I hope your time here is helpful to your modeling career."
No.
And it was like so shady, but she didn't mean to be shady, but it was just like really funny.
Well, I like that like housewife. That's like Housewives Survivor.
Yeah,
I could watch that.
I could get into something about someone's modeling career. Yeah.
Totally.
I was just watching. I fell into like a Billie Eilish YouTube hole, and there's one.
I don't understand
like,
who that is.
It's okay.
I'm having a hard time.
She's like a haunted. She's like, okay. I'll tell you everything. She's 11 years old. She's a haunted doll. She's from like either rich or artist parents.
Yeah. No. No. They're groundlings.
No, they're not.
I know this. And that's all I know
Are
about Billie
serious?
Eilish is that's, that her okay. parents were groundlings.
That's crazy.
Maybe they're rich groundlings. Wow. That might happen.
They must be rich. I mean, she's from LA and she like has a teen career.
Yeah.
That doesn't just happen to people.
No. That's the only, that's Jordan's favorite fact. That's the only fact I know about Billie
that's
Eilish.
That's so funny. So I was watching this video of her yesterday and she's like explaining some of her lyrics and she's like, and for the record, I like a lot of her music. Like, if she's listening and she's really upset by this.
She's actually my best friend.
Billie, girl, what
she
you're doing.
She might listen to this.
She does.
She might. Okay, my ego. She definitely does, Charles.
Not only might
she. Might. No, she might.
She definitely does. I just swallowed the microphone. She in this video, she's like, I think models are the saddest people in the world.
Mm.
She's like, they're just looked at all the time. I'm like,
well,
you guys seem to be like on her side. Models are not the saddest people in the world.
No.
I was waiting for like the point to be made though. Oh, okay. She didn't have one. No, okay. But I mean like she didn't have one, right?
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, I didn't either.
Yeah, no.
My point was I think there's sadder people in the world than models.
Yeah.
One time
yeah.
in season one of New York Housewives, Ramona said something similar to Luann. Luann was like, well, you know, I used to model, sweetie.
Mm.
But she didn't ever book anything.
Yeah.
And that's why she went to Europe.
And then,
that's why you go.
And that's why you go.
When you don't book, you go to Europe.
And she became a TV personality in Europe. And that's when she met the Count. And then they moved to the Swiss Alps. And famously, she was a nurse. She won some pageant, moved to New York, tried to become a model, wasn't booking. For some reason, went to Euro and like was and became this like your like she was kind of like kind of like Howie Mandel, but make it woman, but make it Euro. And she also
is a Howie Mandel.
I think she was like hosting like,
professional Howie Mandel.
I think this was like a Deal or No Deal type situation, but like hosted by Luann, but in Europe. And she had to speak
a different language, and or else she was like doing like sports commentary or something random like that. Oh, yeah.
Hosting culture is so fascinating. It's like, I know. Where do those people come from?
I know.
And that they can just be anything. It's just like, what's the job? Like, there's, yeah. Yeah, like,
you know what my least favorite host is? Hmm. The host of Are You the One on MTV. He sucks. Talentless.
What kind of talent do you want from him?
I want at this point some kind of star quality. I think the Amazing Race host Phil, I think he's talentless. Yeah. I think Jeff Probst is talented.
There was a guy.
Monster cock.
I had a whole
stop. There's nudes. Monster cock. Jeff Probst. As a monster cock.
Who's Jeff Probst?
The host of Survivor.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, I would believe that. For totally. Sure he does, yeah.
Totally.
There was this awful VJ. When I lived in Austin, I know.
VJ.
I interned at a VJ place. It was called METV.
How you got your start?
That was how I got my start. No, wow. It led to nothing. it was like my college internship in Austin. And this guy... I feel like I should. His name is Bobby Bones. Do you know who that is?
No.
Now he like hosts American Idol. He like co-hosts.
Oh, really?
He's like, he goes like on site and is like, "How'd your mom die?" And like does the like does that.
Yeah. And, how'd your mom die?
It's like that's.
It
the
is
whole
always
thing.
Like this.
Yeah.
That. And
how'd your mom die? How'd your mom die?
And then what? How'd your dad die? And your sisters. And he was just awful. Like VJs are awful. They're all like narcissists that don't love people.
Totally. Carson Daly.
Is he awful?
No, I don't know.
No, he's playing.
He loves
like,
people.
He's just there. Yeah, yeah. Thank you guys for having me. I just want to drop
he's
in.
Done. He's
I
done.
He okay, leaves. I have to go. Wow, it's been 50 minutes. No. Wait, has it really? No, that was you guys too.
That'll be psycho. No, I think it's time, Charles. We need to dive in. We really need to get to the bottom.
I want
to
drop in with you guys and find out.
Let's drop it. I feel like I need to be like, okay. I feel like I can't. I need to see it. Here, holding hands or holding hands, which is something we do a lot on the podcast. Chucky Rajis.
Chucky Rajis. Oh, that's like a, it's kind of like a
pizza store.
Yeah, pizza store. No, I think it's like pizza kids at their birthday party, but it's like, it's off-brand Chuck E. Cheese.
Chucky Rajis.
Chucky Rajis.
And the animatronics are just like people. They're just like, hey, what's up?
With painted on like screws on their neck.
I think that Meghan Markle's animatronic.
Oh, yeah. I could see that.
Okay, we keep going.
Okay. And on that note, Chucky Rajis. Who were you? Who are you?
And who do you want to be in life?
You'd think that I'd be ready for this.
You would think that.
No, you're never ready for anything good.
I'm so complicated. How do you expect?
Why'd you have to go and make things so complicated?
I was ugly. That's what I was. Mm. I was really ugly.
No, when?
2 weeks ago.
No. I was,
like as a teen. I was a really cute kid, and then I got really ugly as a teenager.
How? What kind of ugly?
Wait, were you an Austin princess?
No. He's a Texas queen.
I'm a border girl. I'm a Brownsville. Do you know what Brownsville is?
Yes, it's crazy.
That's where all the kids are right now.
It's so like far.
The darkest. Oh, it's the darkest place in
is
America.
Is your family still there?
No. It got way too dangerous when I lived there.
So you were born in Brownsville?
Yeah. No, I was born in Dallas.
Go off.
But I never had a Houston moment in my life. I'm sorry. What high
Texas
school did you
is
go
so
to?
Big. It's
Episcopal?
Actually.
Oh, I went to Episcopal Day School. Maybe you've in heard Dallas? Of it in Brownsville. Do you know it?
Yeah, I know all the Episcopal schools in the country. They have a really close network.
I love my network. They meet for drink ups.
Maybe your high school played my elementary school at some point.
My mom still calls me every time she gets word there's a Loyola alumni event in the city that I should go to.
Like, I will never know
where
I will
go.
I mean, like, yeah, you know.
Oh, it'd be so sad.
I'm doing an essays show.
Is Loyola a really big school?
No, it's like 5,000 probably.
And it's in Baltimore.
Yeah.
But isn't there a Loyola in New Orleans?
Mm-hmm.
I don't get that. What
no
is
one
that?
Gets it, actually.
Is it the same?
No. Hmm. It's like that. And there's a Chicago, too. Oh. And all the only thing
so
that's...
What does
only,
it mean? What's
the
only
thing
it's like
that's,
Toyota. What does it mean?
It's Toyota.
It's actually a car dealership.
It's actually a car dealership. It's a training program. It's actually an amazing way to start any career is you get those leadership skills and you can transfer them to even having a podcast.
Engineering.
No, the only thing about it that's the same is that it's Jesuit.
Uh-huh, right. Jesuit's hot, though.
Jesuit
it's like
hot.
Horny and it's all boy. It's like tube socks. Like.
It's But it was boys and girls. And it was just kind of like, it was lots of like girls and like leggings plus UGG boots. And then it was like boys and like
so 4,000 undergrads, so small.
5,000 undergrad, I think.
5,000.
But small, yeah.
Yeah.
That was like my college was like.
What was your college?
It's called St. Edward's in Austin.
Oh, yes, of course.
It's like the Libby artsy, like, it's like the only liberal arts school in Texas, I think.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. Texas, did you feel, did you knew, I wanted to go, you went to NYU, right?
No.
Oh, where did you go?
I went to Princeton.
But we say we met at NYU. Because that's how we feel.
We say we met at NYU. I went to Princeton, which is also 5,000 undergrad.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Did
small.
You know? Oh, wow.
Small.
I didn't know about any Ivy, any, like, I mean, I knew what they were from, like, Legally Blonde or something, but, like, no one.
That really good recruitment video for Ivy League school.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, oh, that's Harvard. But, like, on the border, I didn't know about any, like, it was just like, are you going to UT? Are you going to A&M? Where are you going? Yeah. That, and that was, yeah, like, it. So then, like, St. Edward's, I was like, this is, like, the coolest school in the world in the now. Yeah. People were like, I don't know what that is. That you didn't go to a school.
I'm like, I swear it exists. All the cool, like, artsy kids would, like, be like, I'm going to St. Edward's.
And gay kids went there, too.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Were you, God, were they gays in your high school? Wait, you went to Cath?
I went to Catholic. I was, like, the only white boy. Everyone was Hispanic. That's not true. There was 10 in a class of 110. There were 10 white kids, but now I say I was the only white kid.
Yeah,
for drama, for a fact.
Was there gays?
They're not on podcasts. I can say whatever I want.
The other nine. I'm making a
your Netflix movie. The other nine.
That's like the sad, that like to go to like a Mexican like school and then make a movie about the nine white kids.
That
like,
is that's what we need right now. That's so funny.
My when I was nannying. Then the kids got in a fight with these kids because he lost his helmet and had to wear his sister's helmet, and so these kids like making fun of him, and he, whatever, it was this whole thing where he ended up crying, and then he was screaming like, that's racist, they're being racist. I was like, why? He's like, because they say I'm wearing a girl's helmet. I was like, okay, that's not what that means.
The female
but
race.
It's not right. Yeah.
But I was like an everybody's friend in high school. Aww. I love, and I was really goofy. I was so much goofier and sillier because I was like Shermanator, Napoleon Dynamite. Like that was my aesthetic.
I hate.
I've seen photos at your house. Yeah. You had the glasses.
When the fuck have you?
I've been
my
inside
house?
Your house. I'm there right now.
Oh yeah, you have been. In my house.
I'm in your house right now.
I hated goofy.
I've
kids
seen
in
photos
high
in your house.
It was like my parents.
Eyes twitching.
In high school, when someone was goofy, I was like, "Can we take this seriously? Like we're in high school."
Who was goofy?
You weren't goofy.
No, I tried not.
What
to
were
be.
You? You were like
I was like kind of depressy but kind of like
you were funny.
I was
though.
Funny. I was funny.
Yeah,
I was like smart but a mess.
Uh-huh, right. You were nerdy a little bit, right?
Not like nerdy, like not smart. Nerdy and not like I didn't drink or like do anything. I was like really into track, but I was like
track was for like the white skinny boys.
Yeah.
I was in track too.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
What did you rate? What distances?
It's not even true. I was in preseason track. And I still to this day I'm like, I was in track.
You know what?
It's so sick.
I was a track star.
For all we know, you were in track.
I remember there was like literally on Serial, TBT, there was like,
we
said,
loved they,
Serial. Love talking about
they said Adnan.
Did Adnan do it?
Did he run track?
Well, they said Adnan was a track star and then like, it was a full episode where she was like, and so I thought was, he wasn't really a track star. I was like, okay, no one, like, did
no
he kill
cares.
Her or not, girl?
No one was a star.
Girl.
Whatever
happened to her?
Sarah Koenig?
Yeah.
She should That's true.
She should host like something.
Watch What Happens Live.
She should host Watch What Happens Live.
She should be the bartender on What's Happening.
Like now for no reason.
They want me to do that.
You should.
I don't know.
I don't know why people have an issue with it.
I don't. I just don't know enough about, I feel like I don't know enough about their shows.
You don't even talk.
When I went to Bella,
I'm definitely not doing it
now. Yeah, it's kind of like you
he would
talk.
Let you. He'd let you sing, I bet.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, I can't.
What would Andy let you do?
How fun. Okay, so anyway, so you...
You were a goofy queen.
I smoked a lot of weed and I loved, I loved, I was like a twee little faggot, but yeah. I was like.
Were you out?
No.
When were you,
no.
When were
Did you have
out?
Girlfriends?
18. I came out to my, no, I had a girlfriend in high school who I'm now like really good friends with.
Were you always like artsy?
Even though you lied,
I was always
even
artsy,
though you lied to her?
Even though you lied to her.
We lied to each other.
Is she lesb?
No. I just mean like it was a.
It was a
media relationship.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Your publicist set it up.
A relationship of convenience.
Wow. But I didn't come out until I was like 18, and I came out to my dad on Father's Day. Actually,
wow. How did that go?
Because it was pride.
It was so. Do you remember being like really? Were you guys like really dramatic? Back then, like with, because I like
about
was,
everything
about every like.
I was like, I haven't come out, but I was.
When you came out, I was like, here's your present, and then I gave him this fucking like flamboyant shirt from Ted Baker that he would never wear. I don't know why. And then I was like, but the real present is I'm gay.
The real present is I'm gay.
Like, oh my god,
it's awful.
That's so funny. What do you say?
I mean, it was like a whole. Wait, what? Sorry.
I was on Oxy when I came out to my parents.
That's good.
Yeah,
you should be.
That's good. Yeah, and if you're a gay youth struggling out there,
no, stop it.
Get on Oxy tonight.
And when you're ready,
he says this from the other side. He's on the other side.
Whenever you're ready to take Oxy and come out, we'll be here waiting with open arms.
You might not be in a safe space right now.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Don't. Teens, don't.
no, no.
What are your parents all about?
They're hippies. Oh. My mom's a flight attendant since 1968. Incredible. She's really hot.
She's neck scarf.
A what? Neck scarf?
She's neck scarf.
She had to bleach her arm hair. She and they would give them these pills that would be like an upper and a downer in one, and you could get infinite pills. And so they would.
Wait,
and
for
they,
what? For being a flight attendant.
That's like, I'm gonna be a flight attendant.
In the 60s and the 70s. And
an upper and a downer in one?
Yeah, in one, so that it would like jazz you up and chill you out. It'd make you like the perfect mood.
That sounds amazing. Can I get some?
Yeah.
And she lived like with Playboy bunnies. And my dad is an alternative cancer specialist, so he's like a homeopathic doctor.
Oh my God, your family's so cool.
Yeah. I'm an only child. And we lived in Mexico for a long time too because of my dad's work. So I grew up in like Acapulco and I was very tan and very beautiful and very... I was a Hansen, and kids,
you are so
people thought I was a Hansen.
Oh my God. Do you have long hair?
But I was ugly. That's the thing.
Not at the beginning.
Not at the beginning.
Don't worry.
That was the, I started to get ugly towards the end of Acapulco.
Were you ugly though? No, you were just like a little nerdy, right?
No, but I definitely was like very unfuckable, like in high school.
Did you have bad skin?
No. No.
So you weren't
I
just fat?
Had, I was like skinny, like super under, wait, what's the one where you have no chin? Oh. Underbite?
I don't know.
Undernourished? Okay.
No,
no,
no.
I was.
Wait.
What?
Did you and your girlfriend like fuck or like?
No. We made out probably like 3 times.
Oh, nice. Oh,
how long?
In 8 months.
How long? For how long?
8 months.
One pat peas or two pat peas?
Wait, what's that?
How long pat peas?
How long I pee? 1 minute. Or 2 minutes.
8 months.
I pee for 8 months sometimes. Whatever.
But okay, then so I blossomed and I changed. I went to.
When did you blossom? When you went to college?
And my face changed. So I'm not. Hot, but like
you are so hot.
Thank you, but
it's known, it's canon that Charles is hot
in the Game of Thrones universe.
Yeah,
like in 6 months, totally changed. Like I came back from Christmas vacation and everyone was like, "Your face is completely different," and I was like, "I know, it was really weird."
Wow, you took one of those pills that made you up.
My face, yeah. It's like mommy's pill.
Mommy's pill.
Wait, so you go to St. Edward's as a gay man?
Yeah, I came out.
You
there.
Came out. Oh wait,
freshman year I came out. Like,
but on Father's Day would have been June.
So you're lying to us.
But I'm early in the year. Like I'm a summer baby. So I was like, 18 freshman year.
I was literally 17 with the first 2 months of freshman year.
Oh, really?
That's how young I am.
So you're old or young?
That's how young I was once. That's how young I once was, that I was 17 once.
Wait, you're 31.
30, bitch.
30. I'm 31.
Wow. Too close for comfort.
I was going to say...
When did you create a show? In the last 6 months? Fingers crossed, fingers crossed.
It was like June 16th.
When did you create a show?
There's time. Oh, in this landscape, God. You can get one up.
Oh my God.
Now I've heard everything.
Wait, how old are you?
27.
Don't you miss it?
Statistically speaking, 90% of straight women are 27 years old.
That's true. Up until they're 60.
I do miss 27, but 27 was such a shit show for me that I'm like, I wouldn't go back. Mm. But I wish I was me now, but I was younger.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's actually scientifically impossible.
Yeah, sadly.
I'm having a hard time figuring out like what I'm supposed to be in my 30s.
But don't you feel like now it's like a renewed, like it feels like, okay, now I can have some breathing room. Cause like now it's like, now that I'm in my 30s, I'm like, okay, I'm in my 30s. I still have like 8 years. So I'm like worried about my 40s.
Right.
Whereas towards the end of my 20s, I was getting into a panic of like, what else do I want to like be?
I'm more worried about 40 than I ever was 30. Cause like 40 is like mid. I mean, this is so mean to like,
it's not
to those people,
to those who are listening, who are 40.
But like 40, it's not midlife at all. In fact, it's like a third of a life now.
I can tell I'm gonna die around 75. I can tell that.
No, but you're little, so your heart beats and it's easier on your body.
I'm not that little.
You're very little.
I'm 5'10 and a half. And
he reads shorter.
I read shorter.
That's true. Yeah.
I do think I probably have good cardiovascular health, but I will.
I'm sorry, I called you little. You're not little.
No, I want to be.
What's wrong with being little? I'm very.
I love little.
I'm someone who's very little. I'm really upset with you.
Very tiny.
Teeny.
But all my grandparents died pretty early.
Yeah. How many did you have?
17. Yeah. Very mixed family.
Takes a village. Yeah,
totally. So you get to St. Edward's, you're like, I'm gay,
I busted out. I did a bunch of mushrooms.
Were you always into films?
I wanted to be, yeah, like in high school, I would like make movies. Cool. I would be like, I was like obsessed with John Waters and like made crazy movies. And like, that was like how I made friends, was like everyone wanted to act in them and like I made everyone do silly stuff.
Interesting.
And
that's,
it was
so
just
fun.
I know, I really miss it because I miss high school. I miss
high school too.
Even basic people were like creative in expressing themselves then, you know? And it was like there was something funny about everyone, even if they were like kind of dumb or not much there. Like, everyone, like, had something funny about them at that time.
Totally.
I'm trying to decide if I agree.
I think I agree.
I do think white people were more boring, to be honest. And, like, just, white schools feel more nine, like John Hughes.
The other nine.
That's true. The other nine weren't as much
the
fun.
Other nine. Yeah.
The other nine weren't as cool. The other two, the other nine.
I'm attached. I'm attached.
Every season until the other nine.
We're both attached to the project, I think. Yeah, I just think everyone I went to high school with was so Texas, so Republican, country club, so rich and like boring.
That's true. That's fear stuff.
Although I did have like two of my best friends who like are not at all, like they're not basically, they just like are not at all interested in any of this stuff. They're two of the funniest people I ever met in my damn life. And we would laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh. And make lots of movies. It's all about making movies.
I never made movies in high school.
It's all about it.
It is so, it's the best.
We made one movie in high school.
But were you not like...
There was some movie everyone made without me.
Oh, that sucks.
I know.
Wait, let's pause so I remember what it was called.
I remember it was a comedy, but like there was definitely homophobic undertones.
Always.
Totally.
That's
actually fucking hilarious.
That's called movies.
No, Pat, that's just a normal movie.
Oh, Pat, that was a good movie. That was Wedding Crashers.
That was Wedding Crashers. Wait, I like Wedding Crashers.
I do too.
It's funny.
What about Todd though? Isn't that a homophobic character?
Yeah.
But it's still kind of funny. But
like, now we're film studies. Can we look at Todd and say, was that a homophobic character?
No, what do we talk about when we talk about Todd? Todd and that's sort of the Todd type character.
I never got Vince Vaughn. Like when Jen was dating Vince, I was like,
He's always his little mouth going like this.
I know, it's terrible.
When Jen was dating Vince, it feels like when your friend broke up with her long-term boyfriend, Brad. And you're like, okay, well, now you're single and like, world's our oyster, girl. We're going to go out dancing. We're going to find some cute boys. And you're like, you're going to like slay. And then I was like, oh, Vince.
Yeah. Hey. He like lives in a boat. He drives a motorcycle. Like, it's like all wrong.
You can tell he like, his big thing is he like eats girls out forever. And he thinks that makes him like literally a god. And it's like,
cigarette mouth.
That's such a type.
It's like, actually, no, Vince.
Yeah.
Guys are like, I'm gonna eat you out. I'm like, yeah.
Obviously.
I've had your dick in my mouth for 45 minutes. Like, we're going to do that.
It's the least you could
when
do.
When I got out of my relationship, did you feel like I'm taking you dancing? Like, you got this?
Totally.
Did we go dancing?
Probably.
And when I started to get crushes, were you like, okay?
I was like, let's stay away from the Vinces at the world.
Did I have a Vince?
No. Thanks. I think you didn't know.
I don't think I've ever had a Vince.
I never had a Vince. Yeah. No. How many boyfriends have you had?
Three. Jordan's my third.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who's one Italy?
One was Kendall. He was like
Kendall.
Now he's like a hairdresser here in Brooklyn.
Are you gonna see
Why
him?
Are we
no, we've hung out though. I like him. He
How
cheated on
together?
Me for like months. And it's my right to talk about it forever.
Okay. How long were you together?
How'd you find
out? 2 years.
How'd you find out?
I found out, this is so crazy. So I found out through
Two years.
And then I was like, I got into NYU. And then that summer, and then it was like, we're not going to be together anymore. And it was like a really hard breakup.
Wait. I'm sorry. Did you live in Austin when you finished school?
Yeah.
For how long?
College. Well, I went straight from college into grad.
Oh, you went right.
So, yeah. Because I love learning.
Totally.
He's a voracious learner.
He's coming for 45 seconds.
Nah.
Did you meet Kendall in Austin?
I met Kendall in Austin. Mm-hmm. He was like very scene. He was like in the cool. This is when like scene hipster. I'm like, because I'm 31, I got into like the cool stuff before. Like, I feel like most people like move to New York at like 24 and then get cool.
Yeah.
But then like moving to Austin at 18, I got into the cool stuff then. So I feel like a 43-year-old. Like, I have had the like aesthetic life of like a 40-year-old.
Were you a party boy?
Yeah, I was like a party boy
circuit
and going
queen,
out.
Circuit queen?
There was no Austin circuit. The house party.
Are you still a party boy?
Jordan makes me a party boy. My friends make me a party boy, but I'm a tired ass.
That's how I feel.
So Jordan's more party than you?
Jordan's more party than me. He says he's more party. Jordan naturally is more party, but...
But he's calming down too.
Yeah, but not because of me. He'll blame it on me, but truly like...
Yeah.
Also, I think Jewish men just like go... Like, they go like 18 to 60. Like,
yeah.
And I feel like he's like just dad, like all of a sudden, you know?
Yeah.
So
hot.
It is hot. I like it too.
It's
I know
great.
I'm so I'm obsessed
all
with
just
Jews.
Calm
all
down.
I want to be is in a diner with my Jewish husband on the Upper West Side.
I know.
You're Jewish, right? Or are you?
Half.
Yeah.
Half. I wish that we as a community can just all come.
Wait, you're
down.
Half too?
No.
Oh, you're just saying.
Like, Catherine's half.
Yeah.
So he's a quarter.
Why would you say
so
it for
I'm
her?
Half.
If I'm
like,
half Jewish, Pat's half Jewish. And don't ask any questions.
You're right. It makes sense.
He's my Charlotte.
I get it.
That's my Charlotte. I'm Harry.
Charlotte doesn't get to ask any questions.
When someone's like going out at night, I'm like, okay, like, I hope you get enough sleep.
I don't.
I'm like, all right, have fun.
I'm like, why? You know what it's going to be like.
It's
you're
going to
stand
a
lot.
You're going to be on your feet out there. I hope you're wearing
good
shoes.
That's what's so toxic about comedy is that I'm convinced that if I have a show, it's like I'm not really going out. But then I'm like out drinking for like 3 more hours.
And your adrenaline is up. And like, I used to do improv and I remember like.
And that's how you really get the adrenaline up.
And wow. I'd love to like play some
adrenaline
like,
addict.
Games right
adrenaline
now.
Addict. Adrenaline addict.
I'm crazy Catherine.
I'm punchy Pat.
I'm changing Charles.
Do you feel constricted by the age?
I do. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I don't know what I'm supposed to. Wait, you mean like the age? Like my age?
The age.
Oh, Chia Charles.
Chia Charles.
If you say crazy Charles, people will be like, not really.
I know. Crazy Charles.
Yeah, that's fun.
It's not your name.
That's
fun. Anyways.
And Kendall.
You used to do improv and that would get. And then you'd stay out all night. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. But I don't need to talk
about
it. Was
this in New York? No, you actually need to. Yeah. It's the law. A cop
was
in
New York. Yeah. I left New York.
Give us all tickets. You're not talking about improv.
I can cop you at the pit. I can cop you at the Mac.
How long was the NYU program you were in?
It was 3 years.
Where'd you live?
I lived East Village in Williamsburg.
Oh, my God.
I loved it. But it was like my teachers were like Spike Lee, Todd Solondz.
Oh, my God.
Crazy.
It was crazy. And it was like, and James Franco was like in the year above me and then became my teacher the next year.
Oh, my God. Is he hot in person?
Did y'all hook up?
Very hot in person.
I mean, of course.
Very hot in person, but like most actors... looks better on camera.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think
that's
that,
so
like,
nice
hot faces.
That's a lot
don't.
Like me. That's a lot like me.
Yeah.
Did you look at this? Oh, she's okay. When you look at me on camera, score.
Sometimes me too on camera. Sometimes me too on camera.
Of course.
Sometimes me too on camera.
No, you're very photogenic.
Thank you, Charles. Yeah.
Charles.
I'm
you
red.
Are. And I look
I'm
all the time.
Red.
I go to your tagged pictures often.
I love your Instagram bit of when it's a blurred out dick.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
I love your bit
I
of face tuning.
I can't tell if it's like hetero.
Me.
Huh?
I love when you face tuned me to make me beautiful.
That's all I want to do is face tune.
I felt so
honestly.
Taken care of.
Face tune me.
I will.
For
why don't if we take, are we going to take a picture to promote?
Yes.
Can I face, can I face app it and give it back to you guys? Could that
do,
be the picture?
We stopped doing that, but we'll take one just for personal use.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you don't have to do anything you don't do. Yeah.
Wait, so why did Kendall make the choice to cheat?
He made the, I think he was just horny.
How'd you find out?
He was just really horny.
I'm not horny enough to cheat, which is a really cool thing about me.
Oh,
it's
so
like, it's nice to be open. I'm very horny too, but
it's
I
nice
can also
to...
like lock it up and then go crazy
if I
have to.
You think you liked being open? You like being open?
Yeah, I'm really jealous though. So I'm like working
that's
through
how
that.
I feel.
So that's the thing. And I've gotten better and better with it, but also I don't know if you can totally change like parts of that makeup, you know?
Yeah.
So, but it's also good because it kind of keeps you like chasing each other a little bit too. Like, if we've been away for like a weekend,
well,
we come back.
That's exhausting though.
It is.
Can I not chase someone for 1 second of my life?
Like, I know. But don't you just, I want to, like, ideally, you're in an open relationship where only you get to be open.
Of course.
That's like the dream.
I'm convinced that's what I'll have one day.
You're going to be like married to like Terry Schiavo or something. And you're going to be like, and we're open, right?
Oh my God.
Get out there. Okay, so how do you find out he cheated?
So somebody anonymously forwarded me a bunch of the cheating emails. They were all Craigslist hookups because it was like pre-Grindr.
Anon,
and was
wait,
like
that person's psycho,
and I agree
that person needs a show.
maybe it was
I gotta find them. Like
maybe
I got
was,
an overall.
Maybe
so
it
know.
Was Kendall and he wanted to blow up his life.
No, I think it was his roommate at the time because the subject in the body of the email was like.
I'm his roommate at the time.
But maybe not.
I'm his roommate at the time.
At this time right now. It was like, he just came over to my house. I wasn't into him, so I sent him home. But he got on my email and logged into his, it was like davyjones@gmail.com. Like logged into his like Davy Jones account. And so like I saw all these and so I'm forwarding to them because I know who you are. And like all of the details, I'm like, who would ever go to somebody's house to hook up, like a stranger, be sent home and be like, let me just check my email for the other hookups?
Yeah.
I don't know. Unless it was like a friend. I don't know.
I have to be honest, I don't really understand.
It's confusing. It's really confusing. But basically, the person just said that they found his email open after they were supposed to hook up.
I see.
But they didn't hook up.
Did you have fun? But they knew who I was. Did you have fun with the I Know the Secret? Were you like eating dinner one night and you're like, hey, can we stop? Because I know.
Did you lose your mind?
I've known for a long time.
What happened in that moment when you first found out?
I went to his work. This is so crazy. I can't believe. Okay. I went to his work. He works at a hair salon. And I was like,
are you a hairdresser?
I need to talk to you. He was.
Oh, so you said we worked at a hair salon.
Did I?
No, I think I'm, everyone here is differently.
Charles,
it's so Charles, if I suddenly was like, I'm also a hairdresser.
I'd
be like,
and I would love.
You said you lived a lot of lives.
And honey, what you're doing doesn't work with your face shape.
Now, we're gonna hear about the confrontation and in the next segment.
And I want to say the joke that Charles did social for the hair salon. And
that was a good joke.
I was trying to squeeze that in earlier.
That's a good joke. Okay.
That's great. Forever
Dog. This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.